Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah! Brought to you by Dos Equis. Make social distancing more interesting with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer. This is normally the time when we would go across the nation and take a look at some of the other big games in college football, but frankly, there's not a whole lot going on today. You got an SEC schedule, you've got an ACC schedule. There's one game happening today in the Big 12 as Kansas goes to West Virginia. That's a noon kickoff on FS1 today, and really the only Group of Five game today that is really of any interest or significance today, guys. Maybe UCF at Memphis today. First one to 60 may win that one, as neither team, well, they both got some holes defensively, as it feels like just about everybody in college football does. Let's rewind for a second. Let's go back. We'll talk more about the SEC, and in particular, guys, let's talk more about this matchup between Georgia and Alabama today. Alabama as a home favorite by less than 7 points under Nick Saban, 0-4-1. They lost last year to LSU. In 2010, they had two losses. One was that 9-6 game of the century loss to LSU. The other one was a loss to Cam Newton and Auburn. There was the Matt Stafford game against Georgia back in 07 when Georgia won it in overtime. And then also in 2007 was a game against Arkansas. That's where the push comes in. But under Nick Saban, Alabama as a home favorite of less than 7 points, 0-4-1 coming into this one today.
I mean, that just goes to show you the greatness of what he does. I mean, when you look at I go back to think about some of those. You remember when how about call him Lou? Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss went in there. Johnny Manziel. I mean, Cam. I mean, there's been certain instances where people just get their number, and it's always elevated even more when it's Nick. I just sat back and thought about it. I was like, man, anytime anything happens to Nick, just like today with this COVID thing, it goes to another parameter because of how much of a living legend he is in college football. But so, I mean, that's why I look at it. I love the stats, Chris, and you're the statistician of the three, but that means nothing today to me. I mean,
yeah, I mean, the thing about that stat, Chris, is when you read that and then you read the teams, okay, it took a Heisman Trophy winner in Cam Newton. It took a Heisman Trophy winner in Joe Burrow. It took one of the great defenses we've ever seen in college football in LSU. You know, you had to have some really historical types of players and groups to pull that off. So it's not easy, no matter what. But, you know, Randy, this is, you know, we're now getting to where that, you know, now that we're into the Kirby era, this is not about talent and things like that. You know, this is about, you know, who's got the plan, who can adjust and things like that. I mean, this is not about, you know, Georgia's got inferior talent going in to Alabama. Georgia's not, you know, just dumbing their way to being the best defense in America. No, they're showing every week why they're the best defense in America. I mean, remember, you know, in that game, you look at that 21, you know, 7 of that came from Tennessee's defense. So,
correct.
You know, you start talking about what Georgia's done defensively. I mean, in the second half of that game last week, they completely dominated. They were the most dominant group of unit on the field by far. And when they put the screws to Tennessee, it was over. Now, I get that Alabama's got an offense that, you know, Georgia won't there won't be many teams that Georgia faces where teams have the ability to move the ball on them. But I think, you know, you just have to continue to trust in Georgia's defense that's the group that's going to carry them. If they can find just enough offense, Randy, you know that their defense is going to, I think, hold serve. Their defense is not going to get lit up for 60 today.
They're not. And, you know, Kirby said it earlier this week. You know, they're going to get the blood. Georgia's going to get the nose bloodied a little bit. But they just got to be prepared to bloody their Alabama's back. I mean, Alabama's going to score points. We know that. But it's not going to be a runaway 50-point game by them. No. And when you look at this matchup, I mean, this is the best team Kirby's had facing a Nick Saban coach team. And so I just go back to that phrase, if not now, when? You know, I mean, it's time. And that's as a program at Georgia, as a program, when they want to talk about getting to where they want to get, they got to win this game today. You know, I don't care if it's in Athens, Tuscaloosa, Atlanta, where. They need to win this football game because they're capable of winning it. Now, do they need to get some breaks in this game, a turnover here, turnover there? Yeah. And I was just reading some reports. I just saw that Monty Rice is a game-time decision. Don't like that. But they got depth. They don't have the experience of Monty, but they got the athletes to play in that position if he can't go today. But, yeah, that's how I look at it. We've been up on them. We've had the lead. We just can't finish. That's the thing about it. We can't finish them.
Yeah, Georgia's the only team in the SEC that even comes close to Alabama from a recruiting standpoint to bringing in similar players, and Georgia's been right there with them, Randy, to your point, for the last 3 or 4 years. Now, a lot of those guys may not necessarily have the experience, certainly, but again, Georgia's been in that mix. Hey, is Mac Jones a Heisman candidate for you guys?
Well, I think today could go a long way, but yeah. Can I ask you both a quick question, too, because – this has also been brought up, you know, in these games. Does Kirby need to be better?
Yes.
Especially late game situations.
Right. Yes. I mean, that's been, you know, Randy, to your point about closing games out, well, part of that's their head coach hasn't always
done the right thing.
Right. He hasn't always put them in the best spot to try to win those games either. So, you know, along with, you know, if not when, well, part of that has to be the guy on the sidelines has to not hurt you. You know, you know how many years, Randy, I've joked about, you know, Dan Quinn about, you know, you have no game day advantage on Sunday with him. And, you know, when you have the talent to win, but your coaches don't always put you in the best position and they do things that hurt your football team, well, you know, the results will show. And I think there's been times when Kirby hasn't coached very well kinds of big games.
You're absolutely correct, JC. He has a coach, but that's why when we were talking earlier in the show, I was like, he can't coach tight. You know, he can't get to a point where he feels like he got to get desperate and do a damn fake punt where you really don't have to.
Right.
Especially when your defense is playing lights out. That's when he did it. The defense was playing fine. And then you do this fake punt. I understand. And you can't panic if you get behind. And I think that's the one thing that Kirby has to do. Last week on those fourth down, that wasn't on Kirby. That was on the players. You got stymied. I think the fourth down going into halftime, hell, it looked like Zeus had his eyes closed when he was running. You know, I mean, these are the things that, you know, that makes Nick Saban, that make Dabo great. Because when they're in these late game situations, for the most part, they're going to make the right decision. That's the thing what Kirby has to do. You tell me you brought Todd Munkin in for games like this. Well, let him do Todd Munkin things. Let me see what he's going to do. Don't sit there and tell me you're going to run the inside belly with Zeus 19 times. You got to be creative to beat this team.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. Glad to have you along with us on this Saturday of college football. Number 3 versus number 2, Georgia, Alabama coming up tonight. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff on CBS. One other game in the SEC, guys, that I want to come back to is a 4 o'clock game on ESPN today. That's Texas A&M against Mississippi State. We talked about earlier Mississippi State and kind of how up and down things can be with a Mike Leach offense, but what about Texas A&M, John? Who is Texas A&M right now? They got their first big win last week over Florida. Up until that, they've been pretty unimpressive with Jimbo Fisher as a head coach up until last week.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. If their quarterback can play like that, you know, on a week-to-week basis, and that's been the problem, Chris, is that, you know, Kellen Mond was fantastic against Clemson a few years ago. That looked like it was going to be his breakout game. They just came up short in that game. If their quarterback can play like that, like he did last week, and we'll talk a little bit later about it in Max of the Week, yeah, if he can play lights out, then they've always got a shot. You know, I mean, they do have talent out there. But the problem is that he, as the trigger man, hasn't always been that consistent, especially when sometimes the competition is really amped up against the Alabamas and the LSUs of the world. So, yeah, if you've got a quarterback that can play like that on a week-to-week basis that you feel like you can trust, you can win a lot in college football. But if you have a guy that, you know, when the competition amps up isn't always there, well, then you end up like Texas A&M. You might beat somebody, you might not.
Kellen Mond last week, by the way, 328 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, Randy.
Yeah, I mean, I echo everything JC said. I mean, we've been waiting for him. I mean, that was, I mean, I think that was the base of our conversation last week when we were talking about this game, was can Kellen Mond, can he play as good as he played in that game against Clemson? Because we haven't seen it since, and you saw that yesterday. I thought that Jimbo and the offensive staff put together a great game plan of how to attack Florida with those bend back runs by Isaiah Spiller and those shots down the field. But, yeah, this was a signature win that Jimbo needed for that program. And whether you want to talk about Florida's defense or not, A&M took it to Florida. They did. And you look at – they took it to Florida, especially being able to stay composed after Florida was just gashing them in the first half.
Gashing. Ole Miss and Arkansas, that's the other game we haven't talked about yet. That's a 3:30 game on the SEC Network. Arkansas – That's the most improved team in the SEC right now. They should be 2-1. I think Sam Pittman has done a heck of a job there. And, you know, Ole Miss, you know, a Lane Kiffin coached offense, they're going to be fun, especially when he's got some weapons. And, John, I really think this Ole Miss offense, to me, it looks a little bit like what Art Briles was doing at Baylor back when he really had Baylor cranking. This is a fun offense to watch, and they run the ball. The passing stats are what people pay attention to, but they run the ball better than what people realize.
Yeah, and the problem is, though, is the other side of the football, though. They're so dreadful.
Well, they can't stop
it. Yeah, I mean, you know, they it doesn't do a whole lot of good, Chris, to score 56 if you go up 63.
Exactly. So
and that's where the problem lies in, is that they – listen – how many years now have they had offensive personnel? It's not like that they haven't been an offensive personnel type of team over the last, what, 7 or 8 years? You know, but it's stopping everybody. That was the difference between when they were actually winning games with Kimdichie and Connor and guys like that versus, you know, what they've been the last few years.
We'll get to our Max of the Week coming up later on in the hour. When we return, we'll get to our world-famous buy-or-sell segment with John Chuckery. That is next. It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into college football game time here with you on a beautiful, sunny, bright Saturday morning. We're taking you till 12 o'clock, of course. Still lots of show to get into with you. We got our picks coming up a little bit later on today, and we'll continue to look at Georgia and Alabama. But it is that time where 10 questions. Time for buy or sell. Sponsored by... we're not quite there yet. We're working on it.
We're almost there.
Yeah, we're close. We're close. We're close.
We're almost there. I know Dave's listening.
Yeah, no, he is, and I was on the conference call the other day, so we're close. We're getting close. There. So
they're getting there.
They know. Yeah, they okay. They know.
Long as it's out there.
Yeah. Yes. We're speaking it, as they say, speaking it in the universe. So, all right, Randy Mack, let's start with you, my friend. LSU will finish below 500. Buy or sell? LSU, as Max Howell would say,
LSU
will finish below 500. Buy or sell?
Okay, because we got our guy Bo Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
he's
in for
he's
for
not
Brian.
He's not even have his LSU shirt. Yeah. He's got like a purple.
Does he have it on?
No, he's got a purple Joker. He's got the LSU hat, but he's got a purple Joker shirt. So that's how far they fall.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So let me find their schedule real quick. Let's see the guys. Yeah, they will. I'm looking at the Auburn, Florida got Ole Miss. They can't stop anybody. So, I mean, the only game I see them possibly winning upcoming today, and maybe at Arkansas. Yeah, man, they might finish at 500. I buy it.
Yeah, Chris, go for it. LSU will finish below 500. Buy or sell?
I'll sell that, John. I think they finish at 500 exactly. I think they finish 5-5.
Okay. Chris Goforth, UGA won't give up more than 24 points to any team this season. Buy or sell, UGA and their defense won't give up more than 24 points to any team this season, buy or sell?
Well, as I see it, that question will be answered today, because if any offense is going to be able to put up points on them, I think it's Alabama. And I'm going to sell that. I don't think Alabama scores much more than 24 today, but I think they get at least 24. But they'll be the only one.
Randy McMichael, UJ's defense won't give up more than 24 points to any team this season, buy or sell?
I'll sell it because of what Chris said about today and also Florida. It won't be a lot over 24, but they'll get it. They'll get there because these offenses are very, very good.
Randy McMichael, Army will finish ranked in the top 20. Army will finish ranked in the top 20, buy or sell? If you look at their schedule,
that's pretty easy.
Ooh, man, it's stinkeroonies. I mean, they shouldn't be losing another game. But I'll ask you, buy or sell? Army will finish in the top 20, buy or sell?
I'll buy that because I mean, if you look at their schedule, I'm like, who's left?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Georgia Southern, Navy at the end of the year. That's the only two back to back games.
So yeah, I'll buy it.
Chris Goforth, Army will finish ranked in the top 20, buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll buy it for all those same reasons. I mean, this is a schedule that just sets itself up for to win some football games going forward. Are they going to make up the game against BYU?
Good question. I did not see a specific date for all of that, so yeah, that I do not know.
That would be the only game for them that kind of red flags would be a red flag for me. So yeah, I see no reason why they won't be in the top 20.
And I won't speak for you guys. Well, I can speak for Randy because I know what he's going to say. That's a good thing. I don't care if we're in a pandemic or there are teams not playing or this, that, and the other. Seeing Army with a rank beside it, I think is anytime you tell me that Army and Navy have a ranking beside them, I think it's a good thing for college football.
Chris, what did his squad, was it 2 years ago that he was all in on Army? Was it 2 years?
Yes. Yeah. A couple years ago. They should have beat Michigan up there. They should have beat Michigan in the Big House.
I remember that game. But yeah, I thought it was 2 years ago when you were all mm-hmm. over Army.
Yep, and then they lost to Georgia State.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, remember that? Whew, man, wow. All right, Chris Goforth, I guess we're up to you. Baylor will play five games minimum. Baylor will play five games minimum, buy or sell?
Guys, I don't see how it happens. I mean, I just don't see. So no, I sell it. I don't think they can. I don't think they're able to get it in. I don't think it happens for them.
Randy Mack, Baylor plays at least five games this year, buy or sell?
I'll sell it, man. I just think it's too much going on down there, and to me it just seems like they're not getting over what's going on in that program, so I'm going to sell that.
Yeah, it's crazy how, I mean, you know, they can't seem to stranglehold it and just get it under control, so I'm with you guys on all of that. Randy Mack, Tennessee will get a win over Bama, A&M, Auburn, or Florida. That's the four big teams that they still have yet to play. Tennessee will beat one of those teams, Bama, A&M, Auburn, or Florida. Buy or sell?
I'll buy it because that is Auburn looks. They'll get Auburn. I'm not saying they'll beat Auburn. We'll talk about that game when we get to it. But if you give me those four teams, I think they'll beat Bama. I think they'll beat Auburn.
You know, I'll say, Chris, they got lucky last week. Does Auburn look like the 15th best team in the country, even with half the FBS not playing?
No. To me, Auburn's been the biggest disappointment, I think. If Arkansas and the way they've played, record aside, just the way Arkansas has played, I think has been the biggest surprise in the SEC this year, but by far the biggest disappointment has been what we've seen from Auburn. I mean, they just haven't looked good. And I agree with Randy. I'll buy that too, John. I think Tennessee gets a win somewhere. If I were to bet, I would say their best chance is going to come against Auburn. But I think Tennessee will win one of those.
Chris Goforth, Clemson will win every game by at least double digits this year. Clemson will win every game by double digits. Buy or sell?
Buy it. I don't think it's even. Yeah, I mean, who in that conference can stay within 10 points of them?
Nobody.
I don't think there is anybody.
No. Nope.
I mean, nobody.
Yep. Brandy, Clemson will win every game by double digits this year.
Oh yeah, I'm buying it.
Yeah, they do look like they're ticked off. They look like they're They look like they mean business, and they're ready this year. Randy McMichael. Here we go with a couple of player things. Najee Harris will lead the SEC in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. Buy or sell? Najee Harris will lead the SEC in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns.
Buying it all day.
Okay.
You got 10 of the things already.
Yeah, he's running it wild. Chris Goforth. Yeah. Najee Harris will lead the SEC in rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll buy that as well. I mean, I think, you know, Nick Saban's still the head coach. I don't care who's calling the plays. They're gonna put the ball in his hands a lot. So yes, buy both of those.
Chris Goforth, Shane Buechele will lead the nation in passing yards and touchdown passes. Buy or sell? Shane Buechele will lead the nation in passing yards and touchdown passes. Buy or sell?
Well, I know he's already there. He leads the nation already in passing yards.
Yes.
I think so. Yes. I think that is sure. I'll buy that. Why not? I mean, he's putting up fantastic numbers, and that offense is built for them to sling it around and sling it a lot.
Randy McMichael, Shane Buechele, I can't even say the name Buechele.
Yeah,
will lead the nation in passing yards and touchdown passes.
Oh, I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that. He's on a record pace right now. They just huck it all over the yard, and he's the perfect quarterback for it. I would have thought Matt Corral possibly. Because we know with Lane, they're gonna put up numbers and yards down there at Ole Miss, but I'll go with Shane Buechele.
Randy McMichael, Texas A&M goes at least 6-1 in their last 7 games. Texas A&M goes 6-1 minimum in their last 7 games. Buy or sell?
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. By God, Texas A&M.
By God.
It's not a bad schedule.
It's not a bad schedule.
No, uh-uh.
It isn't. I'll buy that. I will buy that.
Because they've already played Alabama.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest one right there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll buy
already
that.
Already got Alabama out of the way. Chris Goforth, Texas A&M goes at least 6-1 in their last 7 games. Are you on board with them?
Are we? I'm a buy. You know what, Chris? Hold on one second. I'm a buy because of Jimbo. Because, damn it. They might lose a day, hell.
Well, that's the thing. Randy.
Exactly, Randy. I mean, that's the point. Yeah. Listen, if you told me they went 6-1 down the stretch, like, I looked at that schedule and said, yeah, okay, I can buy that. And then you told me they go 3-3 down the stretch, I'd be like, yeah, I can buy that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is with A&M.
Look, I'm going to buy it, John. I'm going off of just what I see. I think, look, they should beat Mississippi State. They should beat Arkansas. They should beat South Carolina. Yeah, I think are they a better team than Tennessee? Maybe that's the coin flip right now, but I think they should beat Ole Miss in a shootout. They should beat LSU. And again, Auburn to me certainly doesn't look like the number 15 team in the country. They shaky at best when you talk about Auburn right now. So, sure, I'll take that down the stretch for Texas A&M.
All right, final question here is we're getting toward break. Chris Goforth, the ACC will finish with more top 10 teams than the SEC. Buy or sell? The ACC will finish with more top 10 teams than the SEC. Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell that. I don't know how it happens. I don't know what it looks like, but it, you know, every year for his, well, at least in recent memory, the SEC's always had more top 25 ranked teams than just about any other conference, or more so than any other conference in the country. I don't think that changes this year, so I'm going to stick with tradition, and I'll sell that.
Randy Mack, the ACC will have more top 10 teams than the SEC. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy it because I think that, you know, we're going to cannibalize each other, and then I think that when you look at the ACC, because Miami's right outside of there, so I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
There you go. That's buy or sell, Chris.
All right. We'll get a look at our max of the week when we come back. We'll talk about some of the other games going on in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll go around the ACC. Georgia Tech at home today. They've got a big one against Clemson. As a matter of fact, the two of the top teams in the ACC are on the road this week, both Clemson and North Carolina. We'll talk about the ACC coming up at 11. Our max of the week when we come back. It's college football game time. It's brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app. college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the radio.com app. Frisco, Forth, John, Chuck Reed, Randy McMichael. We do it every week at this time. It is our Max of the Week. It's our players, coaches, teams, coordinators of the week. And as we always do, we like to start it off with Randy McMichael. Randy, right, you're right. Max of the Week.
All right, Bo. John Chuck got his hands in the air and waving them around like he just don't care?
Yeah, I had him up. I did. Okay. He threw me for a loop because he came in about a second or two later in the song than we normally come in.
Oh, okay.
Did you notice? So it threw me for a loop. So, but I was out of rhythm for just a second there, but I got back into it. I mean, because that's what I do. So.
Okay, thank you. And we would like to thank the people over at Dos Equis for sponsoring College Football Game Time. Dos Equis is the proud sponsor of the College Football Playoffs in 2020. With that being said, make sure you guys go out there, drink responsibly. Dos Equis, the most interesting beer. And I think right now, guys, I'm pretty sure we got a lot of the same Max, but my Max are a little different because it's a lot of teammates. So my first one, it definitely has to be the trio over there at Texas A&M and what they did. Kellermann throwing for 3 touchdowns back-to-back in back-to-back weeks, 25 for 35 for 338. And again, 3 touchdowns. Isaiah Spiller, we talked about him last week before the game. He had to run tough. He had 27 hard rushes. That last touchdown he made was a grown damn man run. 27 for 174 and 2 touchdowns. And Caleb Chapman, big plays. Unfortunately, hurt himself on that last touchdown. But, I mean, he just kept getting behind the Florida defense. 9 catches for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns. And my next Mac, Najee Harris. I mean, 23 for 206, 5 touchdowns. Yeah, 5 of them things, man. And, I mean, if they can't contain him today, I mean, it's going to be a long day. But he was spectacular last week. And then, I mean, this team, John Chuck, you said they got to learn how to win. And I asked y'all this question. We'll get into it at 11 o'clock when we go around the ACC. Did North Carolina let them come back? Or did Virginia Tech come back on them? And I look at the way they ran the football. Michael Carter, 17 for 214 and 2 touchdowns. And his running back, Javonte Williams, 20 carries, 169 and 2 touchdowns. They were able to get anything they wanted in that first half as far as running the ball. Talk about North Carolina. But those two young men, the way they were able to tote that rock. And then when Virginia Tech was making a comeback, one of the backs gashing for another big play. So those are my Max of the Week. A little different because it's more teammate tandem than anything.
Randy, I had a lot of the same thoughts that you had. Let's start though with North Carolina. 656 yards of total offense last week against Virginia Tech, including 399 yards rushing. When was the last time we talked about a team short of an Army, maybe, but when was the last time that we talked about a team at least in Power 5 football having 400 yards rushing in a game? That just doesn't happen anymore. You mentioned the Mond and Spiller over at A&M, Najee Harris over at Alabama. Let me throw two more at you that I kind of put on reserve here just in case, because I kind of thought we might have some of the same. So I did want to mention a couple of different ones maybe. And I know they lost, but how about Felipe Franks, man? This guy's been fantastic for Arkansas. 318 yards and 4 touchdowns last week. Sam Pittman's made a huge difference there, and Felipe Franks is playing well. And Travis Etienne, 149 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns last week for Clemson. Say what you want about Trevor Lawrence, and I'm not denying that kid's not good, but pound for pound,
is there a player in the country?
Travis Etienne is the best player in college football.
Is there anybody playing better than that young man? What did we mention last week, guys? The one thing about him is he's a big game performer.
Yep.
Like, this dude on the biggest stage performs at his highest.
He is prime time, isn't he? You put him on primetime TV, and this guy shows out every single time.
Well, I mean, it's the same kind of round robin. Randy, I'll start. I'm with you, with Carter and Williams. Williams ran for 8.5 yards a carry, and that still wasn't better than Carter, who has 12.6 yards per carry in that game. So you get two running backs that run for, 383 yards out of all of that? I mean, they had 383 of the net yards, Chris, just between those two guys. Normally when you see 400, that's couple of running backs, that's Tech. That's Tech in the old days.
Right.
Quarterback, couple of running backs. Well, those two guys had 383 by themselves and 4 touchdowns to go along with it. So, both of that tandem running backs. And Randy, as I said, they've got a lot of offensive personnel at North Carolina, man.
And Sam looked pretty damn good throwing the ball last
it was
weekend.
18
too.
To 23.
He looked really good throwing the football last week. I think the one thing that he was doing, guys, is that he was trying to win the Heisman on every single throw. You know, he was trying to, because he's still a young player, and he reads the magazines and the papers and listen to all the talk shows, pumping him up and all that. I think that he was pressing, trying to live up to that. But he looked good last weekend.
Yeah, I had Kellen Mond as well, 25 of 35, as you said, Randy, 338, three touchdowns. I mean, you got to give him credit. I mean, you know, we've picked on him a pretty good bit. I mean, no doubt about it, and probably deservedly and rightfully so that we've done all that. But at the same time, I mean, when he's done well and when he plays at that level, they are a different team. I mean, it's not mythical. I mean, they are a different team when he plays at that level. And I had Trevor Lawrence as well because that whole Miami U and I, that sounded all great, man, didn't it? Oh, man, you know, they could be. Yeah, okay. Lawrence, 29 of 41, 292, three touchdowns. He ran for 34 yards and had a touchdown. And I'm going to say this. I know we're a college football show, and I've said it. If the Atlanta Falcons had the number one overall pick and don't take Trevor Lawrence, there's something wrong with your organization. I'm telling you, he's that kind of dude, Randy. I mean,
he's special, man.
He's a
Andrew Luck prospect.
Yeah, he is there, and I tell you what, him and ETN together for one last run. This is what's great about college football, guys. I mean, this is the difference between college football and college basketball, Chris, is that watching these stars grow together and be a part of something special. It is special to watch Clemson with ETN and Lawrence to have two generational talents like that together that have now, you know, gotten to spend 3 years with one another. That's the big difference, man. You get the star power of college football, and it was on display last Saturday.
No doubt about it. That is our Max of the Week here on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the radio.com app. Real quickly, guys, before we wrap up this segment, we'll get to some ACC football coming up to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Two games played last night in college football. John, you brought up Shane Buechele earlier, 384 yards passing, two more touchdowns last night as SMU edged Tulane 37-34 in that one. BYU is now unbeaten. The Cougars are 5-0.
Watch out for them.
Zach Wilson, 400 yards passing and four touchdowns last night as they just hammered Houston 43-26. And then I wanted to mention Thursday night, what a crazy game in the Fun Belt between Georgia State and Arkansas State. It was 45-42 going into the fourth quarter, and Arkansas State was able to pick up a 59-52 win over Georgia State on Thursday night.
Chris, that's what they do. That's Arkansas State's calling card, man. They run up lots of points, man. It doesn't matter who's their quarterback, who's their coach. There are certain programs, Randy, like Tulsa, Arkansas State, that it doesn't matter who coaches, who quarterbacks.
It's just going to do it.
Yep, their identity is we can run up a whole bunch of points on them. We may not be able to stop anybody. We may not be able to, you know, score in crunch time against the good teams. But against everybody else, they can run up points and yards on everybody.
Oh, yeah. The opening week, y'all say what they Arkansas can do, Arkansas State can do, they can score points.
Yep.
And they pull that upset because they can score points.
Yep.
Yeah, they beat Kansas State, and
looking back at this BYU squad, I mean they're playing at a high level. And I'm looking at the rest of their schedule. They got Texas State, West Kentucky, Boise State, North Alabama, and San Diego State. They might go undefeated.
Wilson had 400 yards and four touchdowns in that game.
There's a possibility they might go undefeated.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Randy. I think they have a legitimate chance of going undefeated. I don't know who's out of that group. I mean, San Diego State, maybe. I mean, I'm you know, and that's not till December the 12th. So who knows what can happen? Boise State is still in there too.
It's still a rivalry. So I think. Isn't Boise State and BYU rivalries?
Boise State and BYU. Sure about.
Yeah,
I thought it was BYU and Utah.
Yeah,
there you
BYU,
go. That's why. Thank
Utah.
You.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay,
yeah,
thank you. That's what I was asking.
That's the what is it? The Mormon game or whatever? What do they call that?
Yeah, the Holy War.
The Holy War. Yes. Yeah. BYU Utah. That's the Holy War. Yes.
So, but they, you're right, Randy. They legit have a chance of finishing out this season unbeaten. I mean, they with that schedule, in the way they seem to be clicking right now, definitely could happen. We'll get a look around the ACC when we come back to start off the 11 o'clock hour. You got a primetime game tonight on ABC between North Carolina and Florida State. We'll talk about that. Notre Dame is at home hosting Louisville, and then Clemson in town to take on Georgia Tech. That is a noon kick on ABC as Georgia Tech in another nationally televised game. We'll do that. When we come back, it's college football game time. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.